militant struggle, which is violent, but as we've seen from the history, you can also have militant struggle, radical struggle, which is nonviolent. And in this new study of 323 violent and nonviolent campaigns over a 106-year period of time, JCNC has been supporting, being done at Wesleyan University, the two scholars in question found in their preliminary findings of, from all these various campaigns, that violent campaigns could be said to have succeeded in some phase of their life as a campaign in 26% of cases in that 106-year period of time, but that nonviolent campaigns could be said to have succeeded in about 53% of cases, just about double the rate of success. We're not making a claim that violence never works. We're not making a claim that nonviolence always works. We're making a claim that it's more effective when it's done strategically and if you know what you're doing when you're doing it. And so what is this all about? It's about raising the understanding of how this works on a universal basis so that people make this choice, and when they make the choice, they make it intelligently. You don't just rush in the streets and start protesting. You have to engage in planning. One of the paradoxes of the use of digital media today in the world is that it looks like it's offering you a shortcut to success. It can help to accelerate certain tactical phases of organizing and mobilizing. No question about that. But it doesn't substitute for planning and organizing and absorbing the values of building an, a movement based on the people and representing them, some of the other ideas that I've just covered in this presentation. The paradox is that the movements which took the longest historically are the ones that produced the most sustainable change. Why? Because those ideas and values became absorbed into the society and produced a more sustainable free order afterwards. But equally importantly, the longer it took to make a movement successful, the more they had through trial and error, through improvisation, because perhaps historically it was at a point when all this wasn't understood, couldn't be taught as a unitary subject. They realized over a period of time, through trial and error, what worked and what didn't work. And ultimately, therefore, it was, in fact, more successful. The worst thing that you can do in a nonviolent campaign is to model yourself after a violent campaign and think that you can accomplish an auto-da-fé, a sudden change, in 30 days, even if you do have Facebook and YouTube and all those other tools. Very important tools, but just running out in the streets and using a variety of tools doesn't necessarily get you to a successful end unless you've actually done the necessary learning.